Volume 5, Number 581. The Friday before the entry into Jerusalem. Farewell to the women disciples and the encounter with an unhappy child. The beautiful hall. One of those used for banquets, with its white walls and ceiling. Its heavy white curtains, the white tapestry covering seats, and the sheets of mica or alabaster as window panes and skylights, is full of the chatter of the women. Some 15 women talking to one another is no bagatelle. But as soon as Jesus appears at the door, moving the heavy curtain aside, there is dead silence, while they all stand up and bow with the utmost respect. Peace to all of you, says Jesus with a kind smile. Of the storm of grief that has just subsided, there is no trace on his face, which is clear, bright, peaceful, as if nothing grievous had happened or were about to happen with his full knowledge. Peace to you, Master. We have come, you sent word, with as many women as there are with Joanna, and I obeyed you. Eliza was staying with me. I have kept her with me these days, and also this woman who says is your follower was with me. She had come looking for you, because it is well known that I am your happy disciple. And Valeria also is with me in my house, since I came to my mansion. With Valeria there was Plotina, who had come to visit her, and this woman was with them. Valeria will speak to you about her. And Aaliyah came later, when she heard of your wish, with this young girl, who I think is a relative of hers. We arranged to come, and we did not forget Nike. It is so beautiful to feel that we are all sisters in one faith, only in you, and to hope that also those who are still only at a natural love for the Master may rise higher, as Valeria did, says Joanna, looking stealthily at Plotina, who has remained at the natural love. Diamonds form slowly, Joanna. Ages of hidden fire are required. One must not be in a hurry, never. And one must never lose heart, Joanna. And when a diamond becomes ashes again? It is an indication that it was not yet a perfect diamond. Patience and fire are still required. One has to start all over again, hoping in the Lord. What appears to be a failure the first time often becomes a triumph the second time, or the third, or the fourth time, and even more. I was a failure many times, but at last you triumphed, Rabboni, says Mary of Magdala in her harmonious voice from the end of the hall. Mary is happy every time she can humble herself by remembering her past, says with a sigh Martha, who would like that remembrance canceled in every heart. Truly, sister, it is so. I am happy remembering my past, but not to humble myself, as you say, but to rise higher, urged by the memory of the evil done and by gratitude to him who saved me. And also so that whoever hesitates for himself or for some person dear to him may pluck up courage and arrive at that faith that my Master says would be able to shift mountains. And you have it, you blessed woman. You do not know what fear is, says with a sigh Joanna, who is so meek and timid, and she appears to be even more so if one compares her with a Magdalene. No, I do not know what fear is. It has never been in my human nature. Now that I belong to my Savior, I'm not even aware of it in my spiritual nature. Everything has served to increase my faith. Can one who was revived as I was, and who saw one's brother rise from the dead, be in doubt about anything? Nothing will ever make me doubt again. As long as God is with you, that is, the rabbi's with you. But he says that he will soon leave us. What will our faith then be? That is, your faith, because I have not yet gone beyond human frontiers, says Platina. His material presence or absence will not impair my faith. I will not be afraid. I'm not being proud. I know myself. If the threats of the Sanhedrin should come true, I will not be afraid. You will not be afraid of what? That the just one is just? I shall not be afraid of that either. We believe that of many wise people whose wisdom we enjoy. I should say that we nourish ourselves with the life of their thought, ages after their death. But if you, says Platina insistently, I will not even fear for his death. Life cannot die. Lazarus, who was a poor man, rose from the dead. He did not rise by himself, but because the Master evoked his spirit from the beyond, a deed that only the Master can accomplish. But who will evoke the Master spirit if the Master is killed?
Who?
He! That is God. God made himself by himself. God can raise himself by himself. God, yes, according to your faith, God made himself by himself. It is already difficult for us to admit that, as we know that one God descends from another through divine love.
Through obscene, unreal love affairs, you should say, says Mary of Magdala rashly, interrupting her.
As you wish, says Platina in a conciliatory tone, and is about to end her sentence. But Mary of Magdala precedes her once again and says,
But the man, you mean, cannot raise himself by himself.
But as he made himself man by himself, because nothing is impossible to the saint of saints, so he will, by himself, order himself to rise from the dead. You cannot understand. You do not know the figures of our history of Israel. He and his wonders are in them, and everything will take place as it was stated.
I believe in advance, Lord. I believe everything, that you are the Son of God and the Son of the Virgin, that you are the Lamb of salvation, that you are the most holy Messiah, that you are the universal Redeemer and King, that your kingdom will have no end or boundary, and finally, that death will not prevail over you because life and death were created by God and are subject to Him like all other things. I believe, and if deep will be my sorrow at seeing you disregarded and despised, greater will be my faith in your eternal being. I believe in everything that has been said about you. I believe in everything you say. I believed also with regard to Lazarus. I was the only one who obeyed and believed, the only one who reacted against those men and those situations that wanted to persuade me not to believe. Only at the end, towards the end of the trial, I became confused. But the trial had lasted so long, and I thought that not even you, blessed Master, could approach the Galal after so many days from his death. Now, I would not doubt any more, even if, instead of days, a sepulcher were to be opened to give back its prey after it had been in its belly for months. Oh, my Lord, I know who you are. Filth has recognized the star.
Mary has squatted at his feet on the marble floor, no longer vehement, but meek, with an expression of adoration on her face raised towards Jesus.
Who am I? He who is. That is what you are. The other part, the human person, is the garment. The necessary garment that has been put on your brightness and your holiness. so that it might come among us to save us. But you are God, my God. And she throws herself on the floor, kissing Jesus' feet, and she seems to be unable to remove her lips from the toes protruding from the long linen tunic. Stand up, Mary. Always hold on fast to your faith, and raise it like a star in stormy hours, so that hearts may stare at it, and may hope at least that. He then turns round to all the women disciples and says,
I sent for you, because during the next days we shall not be able to be together very often and in peace. The world will be around us, and the secrets of hearts are more modest than the secrets of bodies. Today I am not the master. I am the friend. Not all of you have hopes or fears to tell me, but you all liked to see me once again in peace. And I sent for you, you cream of Israel and of the new kingdom, and you, cream of the Gentiles, who are leaving the place of darkness to enter life. Keep this in your hearts for the following days, that the honor given by you to the persecuted king of Israel, to the accused innocent, to the master who is not listened to, mitigates my sorrow. I ask you to be closely united, you of Israel, you who have come to Israel, you who are coming towards Israel. Assist one another. Let those whose spirits are stronger help the weaker ones. And let the wiser ones secure those who know little or nothing at all and are only craving for fresh wisdom, so that their human desire may evolve into a supernatural desire of truth through the care of their more advanced sisters. Be merciful to one another. Let those whom ages of divine law have formed injustice be indulgent to those whom Gentilism has brought up differently. Moral habits cannot be changed between today and tomorrow, but in exceptional cases, when a divine power intervenes to work the change in order to favor a very good will. Do not be surprised if in the disciples coming from other religions, you notice stoppages in progressing and returns to the old ways. Bear in mind Israel herself in her behavior towards me, and do not expect from the Gentile ladies the docility and virtue that Israel was not able to have and did not want to have towards the Master. Consider yourselves sisters, sisters that destiny has gathered around me in this last period of my mortal life. Do not weep. And it has gathered you, taking you from different places, thus with different languages and habits, which make it rather difficult to understand one another from a human point of view. But really, love has one language only, which is this: to do what the beloved one teaches, and do it to give him honor and joy. Thus you can all understand one another. And let those who understand more help the others to understand. Then, in future, in a more or less remote future, and under different circumstances, you will be separated again through the regions of the earth. And some will go back to their native countries, and some will go into an exile that will not be hard to bear, because those who will undergo the trial will already have reached that perfection of truth that will make them understand that the exile from the true fatherland does not consist in being led here or there, because heaven is the true fatherland, because those who are in the truth are in God and have God within themselves. They are already in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God knows no frontiers. And those who from Jerusalem are taken, for instance, to Iberia, or to Pannonia, or to Gaul, or to Illyria, do not leave that kingdom. You will always be in the kingdom if you always remain in Jesus, or if you come to Jesus. I have come to gather all the sheep, those of the paternal flock, those belonging to other people, and also those without any shepherd, the wild ones, the ones that are more lost than wild, sunken into such obscure darkness as not to allow them to see, not even a jota, not only of divine law, but also of moral law. Unknown people who are expecting to become known in the hour destined by God for that, and who will then be part of the flock of Christ. When? Oh, years and ages are alike when compared with the eternal. But you will anticipate those who will go with future shepherds to gather wild sheep and lambs in Christian love in order to lead them to divine pastures. And let these places be your first proving ground. The young swallow that raises its wings to fly does not throw itself into great adventures all at once. It tries to fly first from the eaves gutter to the vine shading the terrace. Then it goes back to its nest, and it dashes once again to the terrace beyond its own and comes back. And then again farther away, until it feels the nerves of its wings become strong and its bearings safe. Then it plays with wind and space, and it goes and comes twittering, chasing insects, skimming waters, rising towards the sun, until at the right time it safely opens its wings for the long flight towards warmer zones rich in new food. And although it is so small, it is not afraid to fly across seas, a spot of burnished steel lost between the two blue immensities of sea and sky. A spot moving on fearlessly, whereas previously it was afraid of the short flight from the eaves gutter to the leafy vine shoot. A nervous, perfect body that cleaves the air like an arrow, and it is not known whether it is the air that lovingly carries this little king of the air, or it is the little king of the air that lovingly furrows its domains. Seeing its safe flying that exploits winds and atmospheric density to go faster, who would think of its first clumsy, fluttering, frightened flight? The same will become of you. Let it become so of you. Of you, and of all the souls that will imitate you. One does not become skillful all of a sudden. One must not feel disheartened because of the first defeats, or proud because of the first victories. The first defeats serve to do better the next time. The first victories serve as spur to do even better in future, and to convince one that God helps good wills. Be always subject to the shepherds with regard to what is obedience to their advice and orders. Be always like sisters to them with regard to what is help in their mission and support in their work. Tell also those who are not here today. Tell those who will come in future. And now and always, be like daughters to my mother. She will guide you in everything. She can guide girls as well as widows, wives as well as mothers, as she has become aware of all the consequences of every condition through her own experience as well as through supernatural wisdom. Love one another, and love me in Mary. You will never fail because she is the tree of life, the living ark of God, the form of God in whom wisdom made its seat, and grace became flesh. And now that I have spoken to you in general, now that I have seen you all, I wish to listen to my women disciples and to those who are the hope of future women disciples. Go. I am staying here. Let those who wish to speak to me come to me, because never again shall we have a moment of inner peace as the present one.